This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is a special Catholic Schools Week edition of Faith in Action. Welcome to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford, and this week we celebrate Catholic Schools Week. This year's theme is Catholic Schools Learn, Serve, Lead, and Succeed. As we begin our celebration of Catholic Schools Week, I'd like to share with you an article written by Archbishop Charles C. Thompson of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Catholic schools are our shared inheritance and opportunity. He writes, "Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, it is a great blessing to celebrate the apostolate of Catholic schools with you. Our Catholic schools throughout central and southern Indiana are an integral part of the incredible foundation that by the grace of God and the witness of many generations of the faithful is our shared inheritance, responsibility, and opportunity." During the Second Vatican Council, the Holy Father, in union with the bishops of the world, proclaim that Catholic schools are of the utmost importance. Indeed, it is abundantly clear in an unbroken list of statements from the Holy See's Sacred Congregation for Catholic Education and from the bishops of the United States that Catholic schools are the most efficacious means available to the Church for the education of children and young people. "Our Catholic schools are the fullest and best opportunity to promote the integration of religious truth and values with the rest of life. With Christ, the Master Teacher, as their cornerstone, these ministries of hope make the Gospels and the sacraments a way of life. They continue Christ's own ministry as priest, prophet, and king through their worship, faithful teaching, and witness to the world. Please join me this week in thanking and praying for all those who have made and who continue to make the mission of our Catholic schools possible. Please join me in praying for the future of this essential apostolate. The Church earnestly entreats pastors and all the faithful to spare no sacrifice in helping Catholic schools fulfill their function in a continually more perfect way. May our ministry in this generation be a prophetic choice, ensuring excellent and accessible Catholic schools, both for today and for the many tomorrows to come. Yours in Christ our Teacher, Archbishop Charles C. Thompson." You know, the benefits of Catholic education have been studied and well documented. Results show that students who attend Catholic school receive a challenging, high-quality academic experience in a supportive environment, with an emphasis on Catholic values in college preparation. The self-discipline developed by students, along with learning to accept responsibility and to respect others, work together to create excellent lifelong learners. In doing a little research on Catholic schools, I came across a dozen reasons to choose Catholic schools from the National Catholic Educational Association. Number 12. Catholic schools provide a safe and welcoming environment for all. Number 11. Catholic schools cultivate a faculty and staff of people who are dedicated, caring, and effective. Number 10. Catholic schools have a 99% high school graduation rate. 85% of our graduates go to college. Number 9. Catholic schools prepare students to be productive citizens and future leaders. Number 8, Catholic schools emphasize moral development and self-discipline. Number 7, Catholic schools teach respect of self and others. Number 6 on our reasons to choose a Catholic school, Catholic schools instill in students the value of service to others. Number 5, Catholic schools use technology effectively to enhance education. Number 4, Catholic schools provide a balanced academic curriculum that integrates faith, culture, and life. Number 3, Catholic schools set high standards for student achievement and help them succeed. Number two, Catholic schools partner with parents in the faith formation of their children. And the number one reason to choose a Catholic school, Catholic schools offer an education that combines Catholic faith and teaching with academic excellence. With those 12 reasons, why not send your child to a Catholic school? This is Catholic Schools Week, and we took the opportunity to invite some folks to come visit us from the Holy Cross School in Anderson. Principal Tina Neal, accompanied by first grade teacher Victoria Goffinette, joined us along with four students who had written essays on what Catholic schools mean to them. Up first is first grader Lamar Graves.
I love Catholic education because I like how nice the teachers are. We learn about the saints in heaven. We learn about the symbols of God. We go to Mass on Friday and read.
Up next, we had Leonardo Hernandez Alegria, a second grader from Miss Patricia Clement's class.
Why I love attending Holy Cross School. I love attending Holy Cross School because it's holy. The teachers are nice. I'm joyful because I got to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation and make the act of contrition. We pray for those that are sick or have died. I know people who have died, but if you go to Holy Cross School, teachers and friends help you with these things. The teachers help you to be nice, have peace, be gentle, and have self-control. And the people love each other. These are the things I love about coming to Holy Cross School.
Jennifer Santiago Martinez represented the sixth grade, and teacher Geneva Moore.
I am blessed to go to a Catholic school. It is different because we focus on helping others in need, as Jesus taught us to do. Religion, sports, and teachers are the best things about attending Holy Cross School. One of the best things about attending a Catholic school is studying my religion. I get to talk about God and how powerful He is and how many amazing things He has done. I also like going to Mass once a week. We get to learn more about God at Mass and get to pray to Him. Another thing I like about attending Holy Cross School is sports. Both boys and girls are allowed to play because everybody has a right to play. When we join a team, we don't need to do tryouts. We just join. We practice until the big game. Sometimes our friends are in the same sport as we are, so we have much more fun. The last thing I like about Holy Cross School is the teachers. Teachers are important because they teach us a lot of things so we won't have trouble later in life. They also are helpful if we don't understand our homework. They don't mind staying after school to help us. They also keep us on track with work that we need to finish. I am thankful for attending a Catholic school. It is a lot of fun. I also enjoy praying to God, and I'm glad I met new friends.
And last but not least, Maya Ibarra from the 8th grade brought in her essay.
Why does Catholic education impact my life so much? Attending a Catholic school has many advantages. Some examples are you learn about the life of Jesus, you develop your faith, and you feel safe. Having a family atmosphere, going to Mass, participating in sacraments, and having smaller classes, which provide individual attention, are the advantages I love most about going to Holy Cross School. How many students can say that they know almost everyone in their school? At Holy Cross School, we all know each other. We practically all grew up together. Most of us have been friends for 3 or more years. I personally like that we have a family atmosphere because it strengthens our relationships with our friends and reduces bullying. Another reason why I admire my school is because of the religious opportunities we receive. Every Thursday we come together as a family and attend Mass. Not only do we attend Mass, but we participate in it too. We also get the chance to participate in sacraments. These events not only provide us with religious guidance, but strengthens our relationship with Jesus. Finally, the most important reason why I love attending Holy Cross School is because of the smaller classes and individual attention you obtain from teachers. When I was in sixth grade, I wasn't doing well, until Miss Geneva Moore helped me get better. She would not only help me and explain things more clearly. But she would stay after school until 5 o'clock in the afternoon to make sure a few others and I got our work done and understood it. To this day, she continues to make sure all of us succeed. I appreciate and love her for who she is and what she has done for me. My experience with Catholic education has been amazing. I have had more opportunities because of it, and I would not be where I am today without it.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford, and I am surrounded by some bright, shining faces from just north of Indianapolis, from the Anderson area, from the Holy Cross School. Now, Holy Cross School seems to be a unique school in the fact that how many grade schools do you know of that have a north and a south campus? This school does. It's spread between St. Ambrose Catholic Church and their parish, and with the pre-3 through grade 1 at the south campus, and St. Mary Catholic Church, grades 2 through 8 on the north campus, and heading them both is Tina Neal, our principal. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you. Thank you for having us today.
How long have you been principal at Holy Cross?
This is my second year.
Your second year. How long has the school been consolidated like this?
This is also the second year.
Okay, so you got to do the consolidation and pick it up from there.
Correct.
Bit of a challenge?
Well, they had actually had most of the work done previously before I arrived.
Okay.
So we started off the brand new year as Holy Cross School, and I've never really known otherwise. So it was a nice transition. It was very smooth.
A good time to walk in.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Now, we've had Monsignor Sell here a couple of times in studio, and for those of you who are listening in the Anderson area, we are so grateful that we were able to pick up 98.3 in the Anderson area just last year and start broadcasting into the Anderson city area and that northern reach. We finally got a little up north beyond Noblesville, beyond that reach, and we've now penetrated into Anderson. Now, I am sitting here with four bright, shiny faces around me, ranging in age from grade 1 through grade 8. I've got Lamar Graves. Lamar, you ought to see this guy. It's a shame we're not on TV. Sharp dresser, came in with his tie on, but you know, once he realized he was on radio, that had to go. Nobody dresses up for radio. Lamar, who's your teacher in first grade?
Miss Goffinette.
Do you like her?
Yes.
You better, because she's sitting right next to you. And then we have in second grade, we have Leonardo Hernandez Alegria. Who's your teacher?
Miss Clements.
Miss Clements, you like her, right?
Yeah.
You'd never admit that you didn't on radio.
Mm-hmm.
No, wouldn't do that. And then from sixth grade, we have Jennifer Santiago Martinez. Jennifer, who's your teacher?
Miss Kloskin.
And I'm going to go one step further with you. What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Math? Really? That's going to take you far. Math will get you much further than just about any subject. You follow that and you take that into the sciences, you'll be a big donor to Holy Cross School in the future. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
They'll keep track of you. And then from eighth grade, we have Maya Ibarra. Favorite teacher? Or let's just say, who's your teacher first?
Miss Moore.
And what's your favorite subject?
History.
History. No, history majors don't make a lot of money, but I love history. You get to sit and read a lot of books. That's one of my favorite subjects. So, Catholic schools, you all get to go to Mass at least once a week?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see, with the exception of our two younger ones, you've all been through at least Reconciliation and First Communion. Mm-hmm. Now, are you going, you're in second grade? Are you going to be doing First Communion this year?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to study for, but it's really, really a privilege. And it's one of those things that only a Catholic school can bring you. So with a consolidated school like this, how is it that you can work between the two locations and still make it one unified family school?
Well, it takes a lot of time. There's a little bit of travel time between the two schools.
How far are they apart?
About 7 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad.
So that's not a bad drive either. It gives me time to think about where I'm going and what we're going to do at the next location. But it's been nice, too, because it keeps us unified with one principal at both buildings. It keeps us with the family atmosphere and the same family.
Family unit?
Yes, I guess you could say that, because we are united in faith. So it keeps everything on the same playing field. Everything is the same for both campuses.
Yeah. And I noticed when I looked at the information, it said pre-3 through grade 1. Is that 3-year-olds? Is that what I'm reading?
Yes, wow, we start with 3-year-olds.
So that's kind of unique. I don't know many Catholic schools that actually start with the pre's that are that young. I've seen 4- and 5-year-olds, but I don't believe I've ever seen a program for 3-year-olds. Now, we have one of the teachers here, Miss Goffinette. We're going to ask her to slip over to a microphone or pull one close to her there. And how long have you been teaching in Catholic schools?
Well, this is actually my first year.
Your first year? Mm-hmm. Where'd you graduate from?
Marion University.
Oh, one of our major backers here on Catholic Radio Indy. Marion University has definitely made some major changes over the last few years. When I was going through school, Marion University was kind of known as, well, that's that teachers and nurses college over there on the west side. Now, Marion has just become, you know, this huge factory for, you know, the leadership, not only within Catholic realms, but also, you know, out there in the business world here in Indianapolis. What drew you to teaching?
Well, I've always loved working with kids, and I mean, we teach tomorrow's leaders, so it's, to me, it's not just a profession. I mean, it's my passion, and it's one of the most important things I think you can do.
I have to admit that I've known a number of people who have taught in Catholic schools, some within my own family, and I have to be blunt. Quite frankly, the money is probably better in the public schools, but what drew you to teaching in a Catholic school?
There's just more heart, I think. I mean, all schools have their own, you know, strengths and things, but Catholic school is something that I grew up in, and I know it. It's comfortable to me, and I enjoy watching, you know, the kids form those relationships, not just with the teachers, but with Jesus and going to Mass. And it's just a different environment that you can't get in the public school. It's nice.
I personally went through 12 years of Catholic school, loved every minute of it. Well, there were some times in high school that weren't so great, but, you know, that I think we've all experienced that. How many students do you have between the two campuses at Holy Cross?
200.
200. Good number.
It's a great
number. Good number, especially, you know, for the population of Anderson, 200's a good number. What is your breakdown demographically? I mean, I know that I've noticed in one of the parishes you're doing masses in Spanish. Do you have a large Hispanic population?
We do have a large Hispanic population. A lot of our students are Hispanic.
Now, that poses a challenge to many schools. I know I watched a couple schools on the west side go through a transition where the teachers had found themselves having to learn Spanish. And, you know, it was working with the parents, working with the teachers. How are the parents supporting you in that?
The parents are wonderful. They may not speak English, but they want to know what's going on in school. So there's always that common bond that we have is school and church. Our demographics are actually changing a little bit. Okay. So we're getting more of a variety of children also.
You're getting a shift in the demographics.
We are.
How do you plan to compensate for that? Or do you? Do you simply say, okay, this is our program and we'll make it work for everybody?
We try to make it work for everybody. It really is teachers that are working hard and understand that every child is different, and supporting them in whatever it takes to get them to where they need to be.
And we would like to thank the folks from Holy Cross School in Anderson, Principal Tina Neal, first grade teacher Mrs. Victoria Goffinette, and the students Lamar Graves, Leonardo Hernandez Alegria, Jennifer Santiago Martinez, and Maya Ibarra for dropping by today and participating in our tribute to Catholic schools. We need to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more on Catholic Schools Week here on Catholic Radio Indy's Faith in Action.
The students at Brebeuf Jesuit Preparatory School do more than prepare to excel in college. Over 85% compete as athletes, 92% challenge themselves on a spiritual retreat, and they lead more than 50 student organizations. Brebeuf students donate more than 1,000 hours of service to the Indianapolis community. Students are called to cultivate the fullness of their God-given talents as a responsibility and act of worship. Information is available at Brebeuf.org.
Cathedral High School is a Holy Cross Catholic school with traditions and a reputation for excellence that dates back generations. Cathedral High School educates the heart as well as the mind, helping students grow in knowledge as well as faith. Cathedral consists of a diverse student body and assures you'll feel right at home. The Cathedral family is built by a desire to grow emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. More information is available at cathedral.com.
Support comes from Bishop Chittard High School, the Archdiocesan High School of the North Deanery, as faculty, staff, and students celebrate Catholic Schools Week. Registration for summer camps at Bishop Chittard is now underway. More than 25 unique athletic and enrichment camps focusing on sports, service, technology, acting, and art are being hosted for boys and girls in grades 3 to 8. Information is available at bishopchittard.org or 317-251-1451 to learn more.
Cardinal Ritter High School, a supporter of Catholic Radio, celebrates Catholic Schools Week. Cardinal Ritter holds students to the highest standards of academic excellence, respecting diverse socioeconomic, racial, and religious backgrounds. Cardinal Ritter challenges its students to grow spiritually, intellectually, athletically, and artistically. The Cardinal Ritter community values and fosters the unique talents of each student and encourages them to share those gifts in service to others.
This is a special Catholic Schools Week edition of Faith in Action. There are over 6,400 Catholic elementary and high schools in the U.S. Approximately 60% of those qualify as urban or inner city, while the remaining 40% are suburban or rural. For this year's Catholic Schools Week, each day has been assigned a theme. Sunday is celebrating your parish. Monday, celebrating community. Tuesday, celebrating students. Wednesday, celebrating your nation. Thursday, vocations. Friday, a celebration of faculty, staff, and volunteers. And Saturday wraps up with a celebration of families.
The mission of our Catholic schools has always been the education and formation of the whole child. Going way back 200 years, when many of the American immigrants who came here were poor and were in need of assistance. Parents, as you know, are the primary educators of their children, but our religious women stepped up to the plate and formed wonderful schools to educate our immigrant community and to help them to become good members of our society. We continue that tradition too. And although we recognize that parents are the primary educators of their children, we continue to assist them in any way that we possibly can, through our parish schools, our diocesan schools, supporting homeschoolers, supporting alternate means of Catholic schooling, Catholic school after school that you may have heard about as well too. We continue to spread the good news in a way that continues to form good citizens. Be a part of this wonderful mission that continues now. Be as generous as you can with your prayer and support as we celebrate Catholic Schools Week.
And that was a message from Bishop Edward B. Scharfenberger of the Catholic Diocese of Albany, New York. We'll be back to wrap up our Catholic Schools Week edition of Faith in Action right after this.
Since 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America has been rating movies based on violence, language, sexual content, etc. But what if their judgment as to what's appropriate for your family is different from yours? Wouldn't it be nice to get a second opinion? Maybe one from a Catholic perspective. Catholic News Service and the former Office of Film and Broadcasting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops have teamed up to continue the tradition of giving every movie a rating, one that you might find much more appropriate for your family. Where can you find these ratings? The easiest place is right on our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Right on the opening page, just look for the yellow movie ratings tab. When the kids ask, hey, can we go to the movies? Or you just want to go yourself, check out the Catholic movie ratings at CatholicRadioIndy.org. It never hurts to get a second opinion.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
While I had the students and faculty from Holy Cross School with me here in studio, I asked them to join me in prayer for our Catholic schools. I would like to ask everyone in the room to slip up to the microphone, and I want everyone to join me in the Our Father, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
How about a Hail Mary also?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And with that, we would ask that you take the time this week to pray for our Catholic schools. They are preparing our future leaders.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.